Female Athlete Speaks Out Against Transgender Equality Act. By Warner Todd Houston on April 21, 2019. Selena Soley is a Glastonbury, Connecticut teen athlete who was forced by state authorities to compete against teen boys because they identify as female. Now, she is speaking out about how unfair it is to allow boys claiming to be girls to compete against natural-born females. In this era of hashtag MeToo where women are supposed to be somehow getting their due consideration in society, one place where women have become second-class citizens is in women's sports, where men claiming to be transgender have been taking away sports titles from girls all across the country. Connecticut high schooler Selena Soley, who was beaten in a track event by two boys who claimed to be transitioning to girls, addressed the issue in a new video slamming federal bill H.R. 5, the Equality Act, that would force every school in the nation to allow boys to compete as girls. "I will not be quiet about this. H.R. 5, the Equality Act, will impose a nationwide transgender athletics policy on America," Soley said. "It will endanger women and girls of all ages by opening up every sports team in the country to any male who self-identifies as female." This year, two transgender students, Terry Miller and Andrea Yearwood, took first and second place in the 2019 Connecticut State Championships in girls' track. The two boys who claim they are transitioning to become girls launched a wide conversation, with many natural-born girls saying that the two boys were too powerful for any girl to beat and that it was unfair to allow them to compete as girls. The fact that the two boys so easily won the state championships lends credence to the complaints. Soley posted her own video to YouTube to explain her side of the transgender story. "We all watched in surprise, as our chances to win vanished," Soley says in her YouTube video. Soley also slammed the media for mistreating the real girls in the case. "The media has been even worse, attacking us and portraying girls as sore losers," Soley said. "And that we should try harder. We do train very hard, but when a mediocre boy athlete can outperform the best girl out there, any day, because of their physical superiority, we are just losers, not sore losers. I decided to speak up for every girl in Connecticut, who lives every day in hurt and disappointment, and who are afraid to speak up because of retaliation from the media, school officials, and coaches," the teen said on her video. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Twitter @WarnerThouston.